Chapter 2. Against the Powers of This Dark World. My parents divorced when I was very young, and for a lot of my life it was just me and my mother. I have no relationship now with my biological father. Long ago, he joined my internet trolls and, for a time, enjoyed crudely abusing me on Facebook and in comments sections of websites. He once wrote to a progressive blogger explaining he was a hardcore Democrat and that I, a conservative, had lost my way, as though name-dropping a daughter he hadn't seen in over a decade gave him some sort of insider information. The blogger, while disagreeing with me on most everything, kindly forwarded to me the correspondence. He once even called an affiliate radio station and threatened to sue them if I ever mentioned him in a negative light on air. Amazingly, his aggressive behavior toward me had nothing to do with my conservative conversion, so absent was he in my life. That I came from a broken home did affect me, though in an opposite way from what progressives might think. It served to fuel my early progressive politics. I was let down in the most egregious way by a parent, a man. This created a chip on my shoulder that wasn't buffed out until my mid-20s. It started me on the path toward feminism. I never wanted to be dependent on a member of the opposite sex for any emotional, financial, or physical security. Oddly, the more feminist I became, the more I began to see that this was quite the opposite of the aim of the third wave movement. More on that to come. I decided early on that if I was to marry, it would be for no other reason than that I was more certain of my potential union than I was of my next breath. I married when I was 21 years old and celebrated my 15th wedding anniversary this year. I am in my 30s now, and what I've learned is that marriage isn't a sprint, it's a marathon. It's love and work. It's patience. It's at odds with our instant gratification society, which teaches the idiotic concept of starter marriages, like a starter house, but for your love life, and sanctions emotional adultery. I am harsh on divorce. I am harsh on people who take their spouses for granted, stop courting, stop loving, and ruin their families. I watched, heartbroken, as the marriages of